From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Mexico's Senate voted to ratify the new trade agreement with the United States and Canada, making them the first to gain legislative approval. According to CNBC, there's been little parliamentary opposition in Mexico trying to safeguard market access to the U.S., and the deal was backed by nearly all opposition lawmakers. MilkBusiness.com reports several Mexican senators have expressed concerns about President Trump's unpredictability, but saw the deal as a way to provide economic stability to Mexicans. Forget red and blue states. The latest polling map of the U.S. shows a green wave, and it's not the Green Party. In Green Giant's annual poll of Americans' favorite vegetables, broccoli has won for the second straight year, with even greater results than in 2018. More than 5,000 consumers aged 13 to 73 polled picked broccoli first in 39 states. The results were released June 17th, National Eat Your Vegetables Day. And what's up, Idaho? Potatoes ranked first only in Arkansas. At a ceremony last week in Minneapolis, National Farmers Union and the National FFA formalized their joint commitment to agricultural education and cemented the two organizations' longstanding partnership. NFU President Roger Johns and FFA CEO Mark Peschel signed a memorandum of understanding summarizing the ways in which NFU and FFA will continue to work together to encourage youth engagement and leadership, share resources, and elevate each other's roles within farming communities. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.